Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do this. Somebody need this food. All right, this is a little Christmas treat for y'all out there, man. No, I had to bring my music. Let's go. On the first day of Christmas, the hood gave to me one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the second day of Christmas, the hood gave to me two switches. Oh. Damn, it's too fast. Second, third day of Christmas, the hood gave to me three grams of chronic, two switches of sweets, one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me four scratch CDs, 3 grams of chronic, two Swiss of sweets, one big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 5 expired movie passes, 4 scratch CDs, 3 grams of chronic, 2 Swisher sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me a 6-pack of natty, 5 expired movie passes, 4 scratch CDs, 3 grams of chronic, 2 Swisher sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. On the seventh day, y'all can clap, goddammit. Day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 7 grams of weed, 6-pack of Natty, 5 big 5
boobies. I need a
new one. 4 crack CDs, 3 grams of chronic, 2 switches of sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. Here we go now, on the eighth day of Christmas, the hood gave to me 8 homeless people, 7 more grams of weed, 6 packs of Natty, 5 moving passes, 4 scratchy beans, 3 grams of chronic, 2 switches of sweet, 1 big lighter, and I ain't even got a damn tree. Here we go, y'all. On the ninth day of Christmas, the
hood gave to me
y'all. 8 homeless people,
7 more grams of weed, 6 packs of Natty, 5 moving passes, 4 scratchy beans, 3 grams of chronic.
You ain't got shit. Merry Christmas, goddammit. Hold on, people. This is the official Christmas special right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Happy holidays to all. You know what did you get for Christmas or what you getting for Christmas? You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Pump y'all up with a little holiday madness music. And then, you know, you want to call in, holler at your boy, 347-237-5125, and be all the way live. That's how we getting down up in here. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Santa, so good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas is such a pain to me.
Hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas is such a pain to me.
Sending Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree.
Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up these lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to be.
I'm a transformer, the Christmas.
Charity, now what do you mean you're in Lewis?
5 months on
making out these cards.
You just give me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cards.
Finding a Christmas tree.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The kids think
it's
Christmas,
that's
such a pain to be.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
I need something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The
11th
thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to be.
Sales even special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh, my God, I'm so dead, bro.
Charity.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
People.
Who's got the chair of the paper?
Get a flashlight and more fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas, that's such a thing to see.
Singing Christmas carols. Dale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking. Charity.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights!
And find a Christmas tree!
My number one business in life right now is giving. As my bishop would say, I'm living because of my giving. If you want love, you're going to have to love somebody. If you want respect, you're going to have to respect somebody.
It was December 24th on Holly Sabbath at dark. My man Santa Cena Revan gave the strangers from all. He said that giving was his living and I had to take part. So I grabbed a bag of goodies and hopped up on his car. I laced the pockets of the poor and gave the hoodie a play. Dropped some dollars up on Holly and I went on my way. I hear you jingle, Mr. Kringle, peep the single, my man. So Santa hit a brother off and come as quick as you can.
Yeah. again, he cutting. Seen him at Macy's, lying in front. So do some good to the ghetto. Mr. Kris Kringle, come and stand while kicking with God's angel. They can acknowledge my wisdom and understand that Santa Claus is a black man. Word up!
Santa baby, just live up in the wonderful tree for me. A 98 convertible, light blue. I'm looking for a fly guy like you. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, just live up in the wonderful tree for me.
Smell so baby, oh. Get my old Christmas music going back on up in here. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what's going on now. Merry Christmas there, Miss Heavenly Angel.
Merry ho-ho. How you doing?
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Merry motherfucking Christmas.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh.
Hurry up, baby. Come on.
Uh-oh. I know what gift she wants, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what time it is.
Shout out to Inception Radio. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big up in here. And let me see who else. Heavenly Angel. Let me see who else. Ain't nobody else yet. Shout out to everybody on Facebook.
Right now.
Huh?
The chat room right now.
Oh. Yeah, you see the new flyer? Looking at the new flyer. If y'all ain't seen the new flyer, it's on my Facebook page. Make sure y'all go and check it out. No, you know I bought it myself. Hey, you gotta do. Somebody got a new laptop. I got me a new notebook. I ain't even cracked it open, but I know what it is. You do shows on the road, people. That's how I'm gonna do shows on the road, and I mean the road. So what's up, Ms. Heavenly? You already started, the kids jumped up yet and tore the house up, or what's the deal?
No, my daughter is asleep in bed. She got to pick up 5, 6 o'clock
this
morning.
Oh, she, what did you get, you say she didn't get in until 5 this morning.
She didn't go to bed till 5 or 6 this morning. She got playing video games. She got her that. Got a little Christmas stuff last night.
We
opened it up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's what my homeboy said. Him and his family do. No, matter of fact, my bad. That was Jamie Bond yesterday. They wake up, open all the presents up. You know what I'm saying? 12 o'clock at night, Christmas Eve. At 12:01, they open everything up and sleep the rest of the day out like that.
Exactly.
That's what's up. You got to have a plan at Christmas, people. You got to have a plan. That's what I got. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody hung out at the club last night. Everybody had a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Down at Coco's Lounge. And, I think that the old bust-ass dude that called himself Robin came back. But, of course, I was drunker than a motherfucker. I thought I seen him, but then, you know, I think I'm just hoping to see him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's more of a hope. And I can recognize you off top, you know what I'm saying? So, but
was
you
a good boy or a bad boy this year?
It was all good. It was me?
Yeah, or was you a little of both?
Shit. And the day that I'm waking up as you know.
It is a good day to die.
Oh. And every day you don't is a good day to live. That's how I communicated, baby. So, you know, for me, I've been
a good boy or a bad boy.
Huh?
That doesn't tell me if you've been a good boy or bad boy, though.
I don't know. I guess y'all be a judge. Y'all keep coming back to the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
going down. It is going down. So what'd you get for your granddaughter? What was a couple of presents you got for her?
My grandson?
Yeah.
Well, some rubber boots that he wanted that look like alligators. I have a picture of them on Facebook.
With the boots on?
No, he doesn't have the boots on. I was buying them, so just before I took them off the shelf, I took a picture of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
Excuse me, they're cute. Then I got him some games, and he loves, you know, the movie Cars by Disney.
Yeah.
He's a car fanatic, so I did his whole room, painted his whole room, decorated it into cars. So I got him a bunch more cars and some clothes with it. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. And what's your dog get?
Huh? My daughter, she got my eldest one. For anything yet.
Say who?
My eldest daughter. I haven't got anything for her yet. She's almost 30.
Christmas Day you ain't got nothing for somebody?
Because I'll take her after Christmas to go get something and pick something out.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the movies today. Christmas Day, we always go and see a movie. But she didn't really want anything, so I didn't know what to get her. So I'm just going to go take her to go get something. But my 13-year-old, she got a bunch of video games that she wanted. She got a replacement pieces for her Wii station that she lost. You know, like the Wii remote and the gadget that receives the game. I don't know what it's called. We got some clothes, some money, and what else? Oh, some shoes, some Ed Hardy shoes.
Goddamn Ed Hardy, man. Who the fuck is Ed Hardy? You know what I'm saying? Goddamn fucking biker outfits and shit. Shout out to Ed Hardy, though, you know. That's what time it is. Well, I can't never find you when I'm on Facebook until the chat pop up. My friends list that.
But I didn't go all out like I usually do. I told them we're not really doing it anymore.
Oh, the break the bank Christmas?
Right. Ridiculous.
The break the bank Christmas, that's what I call it, yeah.
Not just that, I would decorate and surprise them in the morning, and we used to do it in the morning, but they would keep begging me at night. Can we please just open up one? So I got to the point where I'm like, hey, let's just open them up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and it's like they take the spirit out of it, though. You know what I'm saying? The thing of Christmas used to be the anticipation, you know what I'm saying, of waiting and trying to stay up till, you know, 12 o'clock the next day. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's get some gifts, you know what I'm saying? You know, there you go. Merry Christmas. It ain't even 2 weeks before Christmas. Oh, well. All right. Well, now you know what you got. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, this morning today, that's all I can say. And
yeah.
I'm glad for that. And, you know, I don't really want them to feel like that's what Christmas is, you know? I don't even really want to do Christmas. You know what I mean?
Need to turn it back into family day. Need family day to kick back in. That's Christmas. Both family day. Christmas is the second time. It's your second Thanksgiving. That's what Christmas is supposed to be a representation of. You know, everybody come over for that soul food family dinner. You know what I'm saying? At one person's house. And everybody cooking at that house all day. And that's where everybody bring their gifts at. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever they want to do. And then that's when, if you got a bad gift or a gift that you didn't like, then at the end of the night, that's when everybody do the gift exchange. And you exchange what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, you didn't want or do want or whatever. you know, so everybody go home happy.
Well, the holiday should be a time, you know, for family time for sure, but we should be doing that every day.
Yeah.
The whole family, just, you know, I don't know. We don't do it every year. I mean, we do it every year, but we don't do it every day. You know what I mean?
Well, how you got that picture of me? That's what I wanted to ask, too. You know what I mean? I appreciate you posting me up on Facebook like that. You know, I thought I'd send that to you in private, you know?
No.
I didn't think you were going to share that.
Which picture are you talking about? You didn't send me any pictures. I find them on the internet.
This ain't the one I commented on.
Oh.
I commented on the other one there. It's the same picture. Y'all all sharing the same goddamn pictures. Oh, okay. No, it is you. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a hot one, too, boy. That APAC.
Mm. You know how you got that old picture of me out there, putting me all out there for Christmas and everything, but you know.
Well, we're about to find the needle in that haystack, baby.
It would have to be a bigger mound for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what made it easy to find. You saw how the lady got over that picture?
Oh, man. Huh?
You see how the ladies on Facebook are going crazy?
Oh, man, they just like, 52 comments, you know what I'm saying? One picture, like, you know, like y'all would even know what to do with him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. No.
Hey, he's only got a Santa hat on. That's all he's wearing. Sitting in a haystack.
All y'all want for Christmas. Coming right back at you, people. This is the Christmas special. Happy holidays, dog. Go outside. Put some Christmas funk in there. You know what I'm saying?
Such a long, long time. And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas, and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
A gift real special to take off the top.
Forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and Me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying,
"Hey! Who put the dick on the snowman? And embarrassed the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Who put the dick on the snowman and made him look like me? You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm gonna beat your ass."
Uh-oh. Sorry about that, people. A little technical difficulty. Coming right back at you. Right back at you.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the...
Hold it now. Wait. Hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a knee. You were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Got a red through the dew with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dew came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace. And the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went through the attic where I thought I heard the static. On the chance that the fans put the body breaking in, put the noise on the top with a reindeer top. It's a trick, say thing, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was holy, and I said, "Holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin." He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the porch of the door with a pin to the bin. Get fooled for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when the cold winds blow. Through the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, "Yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go?" He said, "Why not? If the music's hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe." So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked his spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a fist to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got toys for the boys for the girl's glad rags. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville by the bluest sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole of North, where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, "Merry Christmas, and to all a good night."
We're going to switch it up, party out a little bit, y'all. We're going to switch it up, party out. It's Christmas special at the holidays at all.
Oh. party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Booty shaking fast like she's driving in NASCAR. Club, dumb rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. See, they what's up, get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it roll wild, hide you like a sun kiss. Do the giddy drop, no hit them with the two step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Time to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. This is 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring it back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big, you know, but Ching Ching partner, German Rockwilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Never in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose, low, Henny, black, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Mossville D. You hear me say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like Lost Hotels, I'm macking. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Murking these streets, and don't you try to sneak me, I got my head. Oh, Now get your ass on the dance floor.
All those lovely presents.
I'm sitting there talking to myself and shit. I damn put my phone on mute, you know what I'm saying? You put your phone on double mute.
The bad Christmas gift song.
What's that?
Silence.
Oh. Yeah, you know, that's the best Christmas gift of the year. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, so.
Very quiet.
But no, the dude right there, Shawty, that was just singing that song, he did a concert. He came and did a little show down here with my homeboy. My homeboy said, man, shit. So they booed his ass off stage, man.
What? Really?
Yeah, he tried to come out with a new song. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't feeling the new song. So then, you know, he had to cut that song short and then run that song I just played and that, you know what I'm saying, that burned the crowd back. But see, artists don't understand that you got, you know, if you got one hot song that everybody know you for, you need to burn that song out. Trying to come out and do three or four songs that you feel is hot, you know what I'm saying, might not be hot to your audience. You know, so just be and trying to do any song, you know what I'm saying? You got to peep out. If it's an older school crowd, you wouldn't want to come out there talking about fuck this, fuck that, you know what I'm saying, and all this. If you got all women in the crowd, you ain't going to come out talking song, all y'all bitches, all y'all hoes, you see what I'm saying? You wouldn't come out with no song like that. And then your flip song is a love ballad to the women and shit. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. You know, so stick with, that will always say stick with, you know, your one song that you know what I'm saying, you know, and then everything else after that, you know what I'm saying? Shit,
and I hope that it's not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, and that too, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a one-hit wonder, at least be known for one hit.
Work. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be known for one hit. I mean,
yeah. Work it out.
So, go on there. It's going down. I'm sitting here, got my doing my little holiday shots out on Facebook. You know, I did a little, caught a little video for everybody, just a little shout out here.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out. 11 hours ago. Oh, okay.
My God's still sleeping. Sorry.
Laying in the bed with busy sugar plums.
Yep, knocked out. Say good morning to the world.
Oh, shit, she's gone, yeah.
Grumpy Grousey.
Who the hell is that?
That's my daughter. I'm trying to wish her a Merry Christmas.
Wow, it sounds like a cat. Wow.
That's because she went to bed at 6 this morning, you know. It's only, what, 9-something right now here?
Yeah. No, she's feeling... like,
I don't give a fuck.
Because I want to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Oh, good. Get your ass.
That's a
fuck.
True holiday spirit right there, you know? Wow.
Get your ass sucked. You know what I'm saying? But you already know, ladies, what I want.
I want to see your tits, lady.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
I want to see your jingle bells. Make them ring, baby.
Jingle
bells.
Titties and beer. I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. A little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those
motherfuckers. Oh. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ Headbuster, who shared some pictures on Facebook of, what is this, a pot of, we got some fried, we got some jerk chicken, okay? Pop's doing the jerk chicken, then you got curry chicken in the pot, and you got curry goat in the pot. Ooh, they doing it big over there, boy. They doing it big. I mean, big pots of it. That's what time it is, but guess what I'm doing?
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fighting Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's real. Come on, I am. Wow. Not today. I'm going to go around and visit family and friends and stuff. So, but, you know, a little later on, we'll be partying and doing it real big, you know. All right, people, this is some feel-good music, you know what I'm saying? So I can go outside and feel good. And we'll come right back at you. This is Ashwood in the building, No Sleep Entertainment. Ashwood.
Rock Waller with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, cause you could lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising, I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, yeah. Give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. Feel good, I could do what I like.
Yep.
It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I want to earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too.
Word.
Roof over my head, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Think I found my soulmate.
Mate.
I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger. We gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock while on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go. Hey.
feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
We got one more song that we get into nutty news of the hour.
Round and round you go, we go. Round and round you go, we go. Round and round. blue money. Ain't know you love haters, I can go to looking funny. And love, mama finna get live. Cause when I go to throw anything, she gonna have a dear ride. And I'ma get a high, I'ma get a drone. And after that, we headed straight to the dome. And I'ma have you and your niggas with a towel. With me and my dogs in the back screaming out.
I'm that beat.
Nuttynewstoday.com. This is the Christmas special of the Nutty News, you know what I'm saying, live. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, the next couple of articles, we'll probably be dealing with something Christmassy. Let's give it a C. Over
I'm
in
ready.
Colorado, you ready?
I'm ready.
Get your nutty on.
That's right.
Skate. Oh, sorry. Colorado. And this is the smartest man of the year. We give him the smartest man of the year award. A man is burned while cleaning lit fireplace.
Oh.
Smell of war is written all over that one.
Really? Right away.
Yeah, I mean, for we get just the title,
you
know.
Have to read it. The title says it all.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get burnt on your day off, and that's the first hit people see.
Hello.
All right. Before we give him the second one, you know what I'm saying? Colorado Springs man who tried to clean his natural gas fireplace while it was still lit nearly roasted himself over an open fire.
Oh, you know?
Oh, man. He was hospitalized with second-degree burns. Colorado Springs Fire Authority say the unnamed man, won't know why, y'all shouldn't have named his dumbass, received facial burns after using an aerosol cleaner on the lit fireplace. Fire Lieutenant Tom Ruan said the aerosol cleaner produced a big fireball, which if anybody ever played with fire, you done did the hairspray to the lighter and see it's a big-ass fireball effect.
And then he's inside the fireplace. That's like a shaft.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That's
wow. Double ward that starts it off, people. That's a good day right there.
Guys, remind him for a lifetime.
That's a good day right there. Over in Ontario, a scammer offers to rent woman her own house. Yeah, right. A Renfrew, Ontario woman recently spotted a rental property on the classified ad website Kid G, Kids EG, whatever the hell that is, that looked like a rare find, a fully furnished house for only $1,000 a month. The catch, it was her own home. Yeah. Ann Limlaw found out about this latest online scam after privately listing her house for sale earlier this month on two real estate websites. The listings included both details and photos from both inside and outside the home. What?
Yeah, I've seen that scam.
How the hell do people get a picture of inside your house, though?
Because they're advertising it, you know, on maybe on a flyer, or they're advertising it on the online, and they have pictures of inside and out of the home.
Yeah, I'm saying, but how do you get pictures of inside the home, like fully furnished?
They take pictures when they're selling homes. They take pictures of inside and show them.
Right, but I'm saying if she owns the house, if she's living there, how can you get pictures of the inside?
How can you what?
How did they get pictures of the inside if she's living there? She's living there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was her own home, a fully furnished house for $1,000 a month. But it was her own house. Dang. That's still fucked up, people. Uh-oh, we've lost her. She'll be back.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And I wasn't talking about myself, people. You know? Alright, we wait for Miss Heaven Angel to come back up in here. And get back into it. The Nutty News is how we do it. Live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is a Christmas special. Happy holidays to all. Just do a little something on a Saturday, man. It's Christmas Day. You know what I'm saying? I know most of the kids are up playing with the little toys and all that right about now. You know what I'm saying? So it's what it do. Just stopping through, you know what I'm saying? Giving a Christmas gift to my friends and family out there in Radio Land. And that's what we do with people.
Timmy!
Yeah, I only have one signal bar on my new phone here. It's really special.
Oh, your new phone.
Yeah, the one my daughter got me, you know, for Christmas. Two-on-one package.
Hmm. Well, this is over here in Fort Worth. Santa Claus is proud of his name. That's right. A North Texas man named Santa Claus said he is proud of his unusual name and enjoys dressing up as the jolly old elf during the holiday season. Santa Michael Claus, 63, said his mother, Irene Claus, allowed his then 15-year-old sister, Wanda, to choose his name when he was born in 1947. Ain't that a bitch? Punk-ass bitch. See how he fucked me up for the rest of my life? God damn it, that bitch is calling me Santa Claus year round. It's Halloween and shit. Hey, Thomas, I'm hey Santa Claus. Hey, that bitch.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anyway. That's a cute story. Over here in Connecticut, renter shocks homeowner by selling his stuff.
Wow, got a lot of this going on.
Yeah, I see. Police say a Connecticut man made $18,000 by selling antique cars and other stuff stored in a garage in two barns behind his residence. The trouble was, the stuff wasn't his, and it was worth $265,000. Authorities say he rented the 6,500-square-foot Southbury home from the owner a year ago with a lease that expressly barred him from entering the storage areas. I guess you're going to have to pay up. Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
How do you get your stuff back? You know what I'm saying? Damn.
You're dumb.
He's Exactly.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Watch out for the scams, people. I mean, there's a lot of scams going on, a lot of robbery, a lot of, you know, illegal shit going on during the holidays.
Robberies.
You know, yeah, especially robberies up and scams, you know. People are always trying to make a quick buck off of what they think they can sell you. Hell, they think they can sell you a snow cone in the snow. God damn it, tell you that it's hot ice.
Make sure it ain't yellow.
Yeah, man, this is that. I got some hot ice, you know what I'm saying? It'll warm you up, motherfucker, please. Over here in Scotland, a bus-riding dog is reunited with his owner. That's cute. Look like Boo News. A dog that boarded a Scottish bus in frigid temperatures and refused to leave has been reunited with its owner. The Kern Terrier boarded the bus at the Dumbarton Road stop in Glasgow. Witnesses said the canine had icicles hanging from his fur and refused to budge from a warm spot on the vehicle. The dog was taken to the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals building in Glasgow. Man, dog smarter than a bitch, though. Dog, man, bitch, I ain't getting off this motherfucking bus, man. Fuck you talking about? Yeah. It's cold as a mother, goddamn, man. Do y'all feel that shit? I got icicles hanging from my fur.
Yeah, you got icicles hanging
if
out.
If that ain't, you know what I mean? Shit.
Really?
I ain't even gonna tell you where the other icicles is hanging from. You know what I'm saying? Let me on the bus. Jesus. Let me on the bus. Yeah. Serious icy bells. Icy bells. They was jingling. They icy now. They about to crack. Let me on
ring
the bus.
Those bells, baby. Ring those bells.
Over here in Humble, Texas, shopper fights crowds so cousin could have happy Kwanzaa. Okay. There was a mayhem at a Humble mall as a crowd got unruly while waiting in line to purchase a high-dollar pair of sneakers. Police were called out to Deerbrook Mall before the sun came up as hundreds converged on the mall, hoping to be among the first to get their hands on the latest Nike Air Jordans. This is the same story.
Yeah, you just read.
Without video.
Yes, it is.
Keem Bear said, I did all this for her, her cousin, so she better have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa. It is.
You better now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the Christmas spirit in that? Like, you feel me? What the hell that say? Guide Africa, South Africa. Damn, that's hard there. Look like Abraham Lincoln. Wow, that's probably where they took the damn copperhead from. Coin dropped in Salvation Army kettle is worth $1,400.
Oh.
Guess you got to watch what you drop, people.
Wow.
Valuable coin, gold coin, dropped into a Salvation Army kettle outside a Colorado Walmart resembles similar rare coins donated across the nation. Salvation Army bell ringer Claire Harger found the unusual coin in her kettle in Broomfield. The charity investigated and found it was a 1983 South African Krugerrand coin worth $1,400. Similar valuable Krugerrands have turned up in Salvation Army kettles in Florida, Indiana, and Washington.
I can say somebody must have got money and donating. That's awful nice.
Damn. Yeah, but it looks like a penny, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is pure fucking gold. Damn. You got a bitch.
That's nice.
Shouts out to the South African money. in Los Angeles. What's that?
Pure gold coin. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, pure gold. Well, I got a
gold coin. They got credit cards now that you can swipe on the kettle.
On the what?
You know, the Salvation Army kettles.
Nah, you bullshit.
I am not. I should get a picture of it. Man, it's too late. Today's Christmas, but oh my God, it's actually
no fucking
credit card swiper on top of the kettle that it was hanging on.
Oh man,
I could not believe it. I could not believe it. Yeah, that's what we come to.
Ain't that a bitch? Let's see if we can find one.
Yeah,
you should see. It's crazy. I should have
got a picture of that. I wasn't thinking. Christmas
chili. Yep, there you go.
You found much?
Yeah, let's see if there's a picture pop up. This is in Broward, Miami-Dade, Salvation Army, new kettles, except credit card donations. Damn. People don't carry a lot of cash anymore. We're trying to move with the times. Browse's one cashless red kettle debuts Tuesday at Christmas on Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, they got a video with pictures and everything. Ain't that all? Damn. Well, it's still just a credit card scanner, but I mean, you know, it's not built into the kettle, you know what I'm saying? They just standing there with a credit card machine taking your goddamn money for free. That is stupid. That is asinine. Who would do that? I wouldn't be one of those participants. That's a little too impersonal, you know what I'm saying? And donations are supposed to be change that you got in your fucking pocket. You pulling out your goddamn credit card, talking about giving something off. How you give away credit? All right, then.
Timmy!
Yeah. I did not have it. Easy Rider is in the building, people. And like I've been pushing this all week since I've been on the show, you know what I'm saying? Let me beam this Heavenly Angel back in here real quick. She got bumped. Got bumped on up out of there.
Timmy!
Yeah, you're back. All right.
Mama here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
And if you go right now and put in the special promo code, Smelly, S-M-E-L-L-Y, you get the 10 free bids that you already get for signing up to the site. And you also get an additional 20 free bids, you know what I'm saying, as courtesy of Record and Game Radio. DJ Smells So Good, you know, affiliating with bid66.com. So that's what we got running for the little holiday special. Make sure y'all go over there and get your bids, man. Get some free bids. So it's going down, you know. And we're pushing that all week long, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go on over there and do what it do. Yeah? Tell them, smell it, since you off cheating new. In Los Angeles, Christmas reindeer are seized at the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
A pair of Christmas reindeer were stopped. Yeah. It looked like weed deer. Were stopped and seized by customs officials at Los Angeles International Airport after they were found to be carrying grass and seeds prohibited in the country. The reindeer were being carried in the luggage of a passenger from El Salvador who was visiting family for the holidays. The seeds are required to be accompanied with a plant health certificate if they are to be allowed in the country. How do you... I can't imagine why you would be sneaking, you know what I'm saying, sneaking seeds, grass into a fucking country. What? This is weed. I mean, yeah, then... Alright.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, you gotta buy that for $1. Offer is good until December 31st. Okay, that's, yeah, it's running to the end of the month. And make sure y'all go bid66.com, www.bid66.com. Type in promo code SMELLY. Get 20 free bids. Yeah. Coming from yours, yeah. Captain Santa, so good, goddammit. Don't say I ain't never gave you nothing for Christmas. Shit. There you go. In India, a bride discovers her husband is a woman.
Wow.
How the hell did that get pulled off? Manati Katua from Orissa, a whole bunch of them, allegedly found out the hidden truth after walking in on her spouse taking a bath. Her husband, known as Sitakant Rutre, had originally said that he was not willing to consummate the pair's marriage as he was observing a religious ritual. Police have now launched an investigation into the marriage, with investigators believing that the groom could have gone through with the ceremony in order to receive the dowry.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that's weird.
Wow.
That's weird.
Is that the sign of the times or what?
I mean...
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
It might be a woman in there. I mean, a man in there.
You might find something else.
I mean, you know. The damn girl came down and did the flim-flam woman. You know, that flim-flam thing. What is she, a woman? And then she was a man. And then she did the flim-flam. She flim-flammed on me.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Ah, man, that's too good. I thought she was a woman, but she was a man.
She must have been ugly.
Did the flim-flam on me.
Man.
In Georgia, sheriff proposes sex offender fee in butts. Butts County. Butts County. That's how I can't get on anything. Butts County. We stay at Butts. I'm headed to Butts. Butts.
Where do you live?
The Butts beat the who? You know what I'm saying? You got your whoop by the Butts. You got your Butts whooped by the Butts. Okay.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. Butts County Sheriff Gene Pope wants to levy a $150 per year fee against registered sex offenders in the county to pay for the costs incurred to keep track of them. State law requires Georgia sheriffs to maintain list of sex offenders in their counties and make those lists public, but the state does not cover the cost of maintaining those lists and checking in on offenders. I'm all for that. I mean, shit. If you go to jail, hell, you know what I'm saying? You sitting around that bitch for free and state taxpayers' money is paying $200-something a day to take care of motherfuckers who just, you know, sitting in jail not doing nothing. So, hey, they out and about. They can get jobs and everything. So why wouldn't you tax their ass for their nasty ass habit? You know what I'm saying? They should be paying for the rest of their fucking life for the nasty shit they done did. some with that. Good job, Sheriff. Good job. Well, matter of fact, I'm bad. Do 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 do. And we're back. Oh. Had a little drum roll, you know.
Timmy!
Ho! Ho,
yeah.
Ho, ho!
Got
Merry
that time.
Christmas!
Yeah.
Oh,
got that time. Got that.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Oh. Happy, all of that. And make sure you look in your mail.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I wish someone would give me one of them sex offenders to take care of. I'd love to keep one of them in my basement, like in a cage, and just freaking make his life or her life hell. You know, people get a misconception.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Rock.
Well,
hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
But people got a misconception. A woman can be a child pedophile also. You know, they always got these pedophiles as guys. I mean, there's women out there too, Smelly, you know?
I think that's a lot of... on both sides doing everything.
Right.
But,
I think that's some profiling there. You know, they always profile a pedophile as a guy. I kind of resent that, you know, even though, you know, I don't, anything that can happen to them people should happen. And, I wish nothing but bad luck for them fuckers, you know. But, but to always have a guy there, guy. I'm sure there's more guys that are sex offenders than women, but still, you know.
It needs to be equal all the way across the board. It needs to be equal all the way across the board. But it's not. So.
So what'd you get for Christmas?
We have a laptop, well, notebook. I ain't been out of the house yet. We just finna leave out the house after the show.
You got a netbook?
Yeah.
Well, little portable computers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, you see your gift on there?
I got three bids for 166
hours of power.
Hell, we're not going to be up until tomorrow night, but we got about four people that signed up from the Smelly Prize show. I got four. I keep a track of the code, and you got four people that got the bid so far. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, we got to use the promo special?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's going down. It's going down. Hey,
I mean, that's
the last
that's,
one.
That's,
that, the, that, oh, what happened?
That's the best deal on the radio there. I mean, I never give 20 bids. Just to you, Smelly. You're the only one that got that deal.
You know, I'm the only one pushing it, man. You know, you got to push it.
Hey,
push
I did something pretty cool
push
the other
real
day.
Good,
what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Push
26,000 pounds. 26,000 pounds. Oh, yeah. I know. That's what it's... Hey, and when I bought, I drove home, I said, she going to be in the house for 26 hours. I got my mom, but she just opened her gift up. I got a collection, and you know, Lord just sends you stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I was going to get her the monk, but the whole monk season is $225.
Oh.
So you got to hold on that. That's on layaway.
Yeah. Well, you should have taped it off that Project TV, like I told you. You tell me, you know, all the time.
Hey, man, stop all the secrets, man. You know, I'm trying to make it sound good. And so I got a Sherlock Holmes DVD set. I mean, it's got 26 hours of all the Sherlock Holmes old mysteries from the old to the new.
Oh, cool. I'd like that.
Yeah. So, you know, she's the old school mystery watching stuff, so.
And do you like Agatha Christie?
Agatha Christie?
Yeah. Does she like Agatha Christie novels?
You know her? Oh, that's a book. That's the chick that write the little mystery novels.
I am.
Oh, she do? Oh. Uh-oh, got me a jacket. And it's reversible.
Oh, now you can go out and rob a bank, and after you rob the bank, you can go rob a drugstore.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. No, all these thousands of pockets this guy on it.
Hey, you need a hoodie to go with that, a reversible, not hoodie, but a reversible ski mask.
Thank you.
Nothing like the holidays.
Yeah, you already knew about that. You know what I mean? Merry Christmas, man. I feel surprised again, you know, when I open it.
Now, when I was young, my parents got me, they got me black pants,
you know,
black shirt, black ski mask, black gloves, rope. They told me to go out and rob something. Merry Christmas.
Trade
I got to rob something.
Hey, let me give y'all the last one, man, and another news is over. And this is over in Boston. Surgeons operated on the wrong location on three patients. Ain't that right down the street from you?
Not me.
Ethan?
No, hey, I'm in Pittsburgh.
No, I'm saying, how far is Pennsylvania from Boston?
Oh, hell, man, about 20 hours.
Oh.
Damn, I'm closer to Florida than there.
Then now. Oh, okay, well, never mind then. Shout out to Red Shade. Surgeons at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. What the? Come on, people. That's like a church with a long name like that. Like, you know, you just can't put church. Everybody know what they're coming to, what they're coming for. You got to put the apostolic home of the rebaptized, revitalized. That looks, yeah. That is something Indian, too. That is something handcrafted. That is cute, though. That is definitely cute. Oh, sorry, people. Operated on the wrong location on three patients who underwent spine surgery since September, despite taking recommended steps to prevent such errors, prompting federal and state health inspectors to cite the hospital for problems in its surgical service. In all three cases, the surgeons apparently miscounted the patient's vertebrae and operated on a vertebrae directly above or below the deceased segment. And I
Shit happens.
And I go back to saying again, over 90% of all doctors misdiagnose their patients on the first diagnosis. Always get a second opinion.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And you know what, people? Matter of fact, and this is Saturday. Okay, yeah, that'll be Saturday.
Hey, them those doctors in that operating room, they all wear shirts saying SH, and it stands for shit happens. on the backside it says, oh well.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Or sorry.
Hey, did you hear about the Salvation Army kettles that accept credit cards?
Yeah. You got them on top. No, but I heard it first on your show, and I was surprised to hear that. I wasn't thinking of that, but it doesn't surprise me.
And it says the credit card machine typically net larger donations.
While
the average cash donation is $2, bell ringers will typically get $15 from a credit card donor.
Nothing wrong with
because that. Because how are you just giving away credit, something they ain't even got?
Yeah, but there's
of
nothing
course
wrong with
gonna
that.
Give it away.
Hey, nothing wrong with the Salvation Army, who is a great, great organization out there that help a lot of people. Good kudos to them for thinking of that idea. If they can make more money, all power to them. I wish them well.
Yeah,
yeah, but I need to get out there with my own kettle. That's what I told him. Ring my bell, get out there for me.
Yeah, you go out there, start ringing a couple. You guys start ringing a couple people's bells. You might get a couple extra.
Well, they got the the cell phone now that you can swipe your credit card right on the cell phone. It's got
no, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh.
What?
No, they don't.
Man, please.
No,
they don't. It's all on the commercials down
don't
here.
Don't believe
in,
them, people. Don't believe them.
All right. It's on commercial, and I don't even watch TV. So,
really,
but, I mean, I wouldn't trust, you know what I'm saying, my information to nobody. But it's out. Yeah,
wow.
It's out. It's a special cell phone. It's in the form of a cell phone, but it's a credit card machine.
Wow.
That accepts credit cards, so you can swipe EBT, any kind of card, right over this little cell
wow.
phone.
I
so
think something
dangerous,
pretty
cool. man. That's too dangerous, man.
Where's the Christmas music for the background? It is Christmas, right?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I saw something pretty cool. You know what it is? The first time I've seen it. It's a scanner that you take shopping with you, and you scan the products, barcode, and they tell you, it tells you all about the what's bad about that product and all that. Did you see them?
What was it, though?
Well, it's like I said, it's a handheld scanner type thing that you scan it over the product, over their barcode, and it tells you, like, what's wrong with that product, all the bad stuff. Like, don't use it because it's got this carcinogenics in it or, you know, bad chemicals here. Don't, you know, I mean, it tells you all kinds
that's
of stuff
all,
about it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me one of them.
Every parent needs that when they go shopping at the doggone toy store.
Yeah, no, they go to the dollar store and they swipe it. And it comes back like, okay,
now, you know what that's going to do, though? I guarantee you. And you're hearing it here first live on Regular Game Radio. The first person who ever do get it and do start scanning them products that they just bought home and find out it's got lead and all this kind of crap, they're going to get them a good enough lawyer. And I got proof right here that you are intentionally poisoning me with lead poison. And
yeah.
I need to get paid. That's what that is
right.
about. That's
right.
Guaranteed what's going to happen because you can scan the proof and it's telling you all the information. So you telling me you are admittedly allowing these products to come in. That means every person in America need to have one so we can be scanning these products that y'all are blatantly bringing in. Too bad we can't do it on the food.
You're going to be running out and getting one of them, getting a lawsuit going Monday, aren't you?
All right.
Yeah.
You know me. I know where I live at. I know what America all about. Yeah.
So what's happening over thanks, Melly. What about Christmas in Germany when you were in service? Did you celebrate Christmas over in Germany ever?
They do their little Christmas
yeah.
thing. I mean, Germans they celebrate Christmas. That's where
right.
that Sphincter Claus crap came from, Europe.
Well,
it
that's what
originators
I was asking.
Of the line.
Right,
so,
I was asking a few people, companies I deal with, like a company in China I deal with, I was asking them if they celebrate Christmas, and they kind of do a little bit, but they really don't. But people in like Pakistan and India, you know, they celebrate Christmas, okay?
Everybody
countries
celebrate in different ways. Some people,
right.
See, Germans, they celebrate it as more of a festive time, even though they party all year round anyway. That's just...
Right.
Time we get really drunk. You know? And then, but like our family and most people in the South, you know what I'm saying, we use it as a time of getting together with family and visiting family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we
right.
exchange a few gifts, but it's more of a time to go around and just, you know, meet up and see people that you ain't seen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, in a good little while. So, you know, it's just people celebrate it differently. You know what I'm saying? Some people...
Yep.
Do the Feliz Navidad thing, and
Navidad.
You got the Hanukkah thing going on, you know.
Hanukkah.
Yeah. Everybody doing their different little ways of celebrating, in this, you know, Kwanzaa. People doing the Kwanzaa thing.
Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Happy whatever you are celebrating out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you ever heard of Saturnalia?
I was listening to BTR had a Christmas show on. They had Santa Claus on, okay? So people were calling in and talking to Santa Claus, the little kids, telling them what they wanted. I was sitting there waiting for a troll to come in, man, and say something rotten, you know? And it didn't happen good, thank Thank God it didn't happen. But they had a good show on Santa Claus going on today. You ought to catch it.
Right. Saturnalia, if you never heard of it, became one of the most popular Roman festivals. It was marked by drunken orgies, tomfoolery, and reversal of social roles, in which slaves and masters ostensibly.
The capital of Texas, whatever.
There you go. Switch places, and much like the Lord of Misrule and later Christian celebrations, it was introduced around 217 BC to raise citizen morale after a crushing military defeat at the hands of the Carthaginians. And originally celebrated for a day on December 17th, its popularity saw it grow until it became a week-long extravaganza ending on the 25th. Then they tried to shorten it, which became unsuccessful, and they started revolting to keep the whole week apart. So it's now celebrated from December 17th through December 23rd. You know what I'm saying? You mean we get to keep it, the whole roles reversed? Yeah, who would want to go back? You know what I'm saying? The celebrations included a school holiday, the making and giving of small presents, which is Saturnalia et Siga la Ricia.
I heard of that.
Massive and multiple group orgies, and a special market, which is the Sigaleria, and gambling was allowed for all, even slaves.
That's my kind of place.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I mean, you're like, hey, everybody.
Hey, kidding. Give me a lucky seven. Come on, seven. Come on, seven. Hey, Castorius, stay out of there, or I get Castorius to cut your balls off or something.
And regardless of the lie that they tell on TV, the toga was not worn. You know how they always portray it, you know what I'm saying, these fools walking around with blankets on and shit. Rather, the synthesis, colorful, informal dinner clothes in the pileus, which is the freeman's hat, was worn by everyone. Slaves were exempt from punishment and treated their masters with a pretense of disrespect. And the slaves celebrated a banquet before, with, or served by the masters. Yet the reversal role of the social order was mostly superficial. The banquet, for example, would often be prepared by the slaves, and they would prepare their masters' dinners as well. And it was licensed within careful boundaries. It reversed the social order without subverting it. Right. And the customary greeting for the occasion is Lo Saturnalia.
I've been hearing that word a lot today.
Yeah, being a Latin interjection related to hope, as in hope, praise to Saturn. So that's where you get the ho-ho-ho from. Bam! All right.
Oh, who's got that noise on the background? Somebody talking? I can't hear. This sounds like Jarbo, man. I'm tripping.
Oh, that's the Christmas rap. She want to hear Christmas.
Oh, is that rapping?
Music.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I ain't got no Christmas, you know, Christmas instrumental
I'm dreaming of a white, I mean a black Christmas.
I got that.
It's Charlie Brown Christmas link.
Yeah, I ain't got the Charlie Brown Christmas link. Well, I ain't even in the chat room. Let me get back in now.
Is anyone in the chat room? Who's in the chat room? I'm not.
Me. He's right in there. Yeah.
Where are you at? I come here not in there.
Hey, is it snowing in Pennsylvania?
My mouth is dead. My mouth is dead.
Oh.
It's
you got snow there, Easy Rider?
Oh, yeah. We got snow. We got snow. We got smoke. We got some girl, some boy, you know what I mean?
Right. What about over there, Miss Heaven Angel?
We're having Chinese dinner today. We're having some young chick.
Some young chick, two young dogs. We got two young dogs at Chinese Christmas.
Yeah, some young chick.
Oh, man, come to Della. Christmas cat special.
What are you having for dinner? What's your mother putting out? Like, what kind of southern dishes are you having, Sally? Any southern dishes?
Nothing at the house, but probably the family done did the normal Christmas dinner is turkey, collard greens. I'm not turkey. Chicken, collard, ham. Somebody might do some ham somewhere. Mainly desserts, you know what I'm saying? People do pies. I know my grandma probably did pies and some cakes or something like that. My uncle's probably cooked a cake or pie too. That's what we headed to, so she cooked. So, yeah.
Yeah, we usually have like the Polish stuff. I'm Irish, but the other side of the family's Polish. So the Irish don't cook nothing but fucking stew, okay? Now the Polacks, they cook all kinds of good stuff like stuffed cabbage called halupki and pierogi, homemade potato and cheese pierogi. Oh my goodness, I can eat. My grandmother used to give me like 4 or 5 dozen to bring home. By the time I get home, I'd eat a dozen.
Pierogi.
Yeah, I love pierogies. Those are good. Yummy.
They got to be homemade. They got to be homemade from one of these churches that got the little old ladies, you know?
Yeah, they're delicious. I really love them.
All right, people. I got to get into some music. I got to get ready to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And head to do the Christmas thing.
All right. Hey, I'm going. I'm going to be in the chat room. Have Merry Christmas to everybody. You and your family, Smelly. Same with you, Heavenly. And everybody have a good one today.
Know that. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yes, I did.
The very next day, you gave it away.
Yeah.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Yeah. We got a sound, make the world go round. Yo, it's 9-8, still coming through with the get down. But this time it's Christmas, cold outside. Everybody looking good, even bombs looking fly. And it's on like that. Yo, it's time to represent. Trying to stay alive, spreading love to your friends. We still shining, keeping it nice this year. Yo, I'm trying to pay my dues, prepare for next year. I gave you real love and you took it for granted. Promised you the world and you couldn't even handle it. Sweet and the roses were yours, no doubt. But you played me wrong, now you gotta ride out.
You know I shed some tears last time. Because of you, now my mind is free and the love is brand new. No more game shows, no time to move on. No more sleepless nights and the same old sad song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, give you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Check it out. Now how we met, girl, I can't forget. Remember last Christmas and the times we slept. We mind and mold, touch and hold. Never letting go until one of us say so. Sharing love on a perpetual glance.
Come on.
Holding hands as we advance. Can you laugh? It's a pleasure to always be next to a woman with a sense of life and personality.
Yeah, on this day, I did the thing I want to say. You took my heart and gave it back and ran away. On Christmas Day, the bells will ring and give new life. Last year at this time, I know the tears I cried. Happiness and joy, love can fill my life. Someone special found them like an angel flies. And this time, last Christmas, I gave my heart. But this time, everything's alright.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Everywhere. Then you place a golden star on top of your tree.
cause home with your family is where you wanna be.
Little sis and big bro, building angels in the snow, waiting by the door for your man under the mistletoe.
True foe represent, so don't miss this. We got the gift of gab wrapped up just for Christmas.
Last Christmas, I'll give you my heart.
The night before Christmas, and all through the
hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it.
Don't
don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap's about to happen like a knee. You were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red through the dew with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dew came flying. Here. Well, the home was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I can sure appreciate it sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top.
Cookies and milk, fat and silk. I'm chilling in the living room, wrapped in a quilt. I'm waiting on this fat red suit wearing, comparing my gifts to my homeboy next door to me. A gift here, none there, but who cares? My little sister needs a comb just to braid her nappy hair. But here we go again, waiting on the enemy to slide down the chimney. Look here, that ain't reality.
Santa baby.
Word up.
Santa baby, just live up in the